Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
We are going to do a little time traveling today. We're going to take a trip back to the year 1978. Now, I understand that not all of our listeners were around then, but some were.
I was. Yes.
I was here in 78.
I was here in 78, too.
And the reason we're visiting 1978 is because that is the year that this one particular thing you're going to talk about was enacted.
Yeah. So the Fair Credit Collections Act, Fair Credit Collections Protection Act came into being, or Practices Act. But, you know, Susan B. Anthony dollar was minted in 78.
Yep.
Just to give you a framework here, Greece, and the movie Greece.
The movie Greece came out in 78.
And Close Encounters of a Third Kind.
Yep.
And Saturday Night Fever.
We're 78.
Yeah, and here's for the people that weren't around in 78. The very first cell phone was introduced in Illinois in 1978.
Really?
Yeah, so those are fun facts, I think. All of that stuff has advanced, right?
Sure.
But the Fair Credit Collections Practices Act, those rules have sort of just chugged along since then. But in Massachusetts, we're a little bit more fortunate. In 2012, the Attorney General, Martha Coakley, announced some regulation changes. And I want to talk specifically about ones that pertain to time-barred debts.
Okay.
And the reason I'm talking about this is someone called me the other day and said that they had begun to pay a debt that was 12 years old. And a collector had called them and they were feeling like they were able to pay it. And so they were starting to pay it.
Okay.
And I gasped. So first of all, the statute of limitations, and I have to say I'm not an attorney.
Right.
In Massachusetts, I believe to be 6 years. On a time-barred debt.
Okay.
What that means is if you owed a credit card company money, and for the last 6 years, you have paid them nothing. You've not promised to pay them. You've not paid them anything. And somebody calls you and wants to collect this money now, you can claim it as a time-barred debt. Does it mean you don't owe the money? No, it probably doesn't really mean that. Mm-hmm. But it does mean that they can't continue to call you or sue you for this debt.
Okay.
Now, there were a few changes she put into place. The first is those credit collection companies can only call you twice a week now.
Oh.
One person had received 1,000 phone calls. Wow. So
I sometimes it feels like 1,000. Not that I have debt collectors, but I have calls. You know, the
absolutely the telemarketing calls,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
The spoofing stuff. Yeah. So you could almost hear the groaning from the debt collectors,
yeah,
on that 2 calls a week, right? Also, they have to be able to verify your debt. Now, this is a big one because in the past, what had happened is there was an abusive practice. The companies that were trying to collect your debt knew it was older than 6 years. They knew they couldn't sue successfully, mm-hmm, and they would still call you and say they were going to sue you,
yeah,
take you to jail, blah, blah, blah. They can no longer do that.
Okay.
If they threaten to sue you, they must make an attempt to do so or do so. They can't just idly say, hey, we're going to sue you, or we're,
right,
going to put you in jail, when they know darn well that's a time-barred debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the verification of the debt is really the biggest point because they get, let's say you owe Company A, and Company A says, we're tired of trying to collect from you, you deadbeat. And they sell your debt off to Company B.
Mm-hmm.
What used to happen is Company B would just get a list of names and phone numbers, and they'd hire telemarketers and they'd beat you until they got some dollars out of you. They have to be able to verify the debt. In other words, they have to actually prove that you owe the debt. Oh, there's a little insignificant detail we weren't paying attention to, right?
Right.
So they have to actually prove that you owe the debt, which means they have to do a little more work than just dialing for,
yeah,
dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is really important. If you had fallen into trouble and have some old debt that is you haven't paid on in 6 years
more
or longer.
More than 6 years, right?
Don't pay it before finding this stuff out.
Okay.
Now, interestingly enough, in 2017, so those changes happened in 2012.
12, right? Yeah.
And in 2017, the Supreme Court ruled 5-3 that a collector actually could file a proof of claim under a bankruptcy stating that you owed that debt, even though it was time barred. And that did not violate the Fair Credit Collections Practices,
mm-hmm,
Act, but it's a different thing.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is if you have old debt, before you pay these people anything, especially if you're getting phone calls from them, check it out before you start to pay them and start that clock ticking again. Because if they get $1 out of you in that 6 year period, you're starting it
again. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And it's called the original act in 78 was called?
The Fair Credit Collection Practices Act.
All right. Dr. Francis Rame is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, joins us every week here on the show. People have questions. You are easy to reach.
I am. You can find us at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.